USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Ukrainian defense minister has again criticized NATO for refusing to declare a no-fly zone over Ukraine. He said the arguments about murders, targeted bombings, and rocket attacks on residential buildings, hospitals, maternity hospitals, and kindergartens, and the destruction of one of the European nations are not sufficient in the 21st century. He also said that both Chernobyl, the site of the world's worst nuclear accident, and Ukraine's largest nuclear plant are under Russian control. The American offshoot of the Freedom Convoy that brought chaos to Canada's capital is promising to stop traffic outside of Washington, D.C. later this afternoon, but plans remain vague as the group hit their last pit stop in Hagerstown, Maryland last night. The group started in California on February 22nd and is ramping up for its final protest in D.C. today. This is USA Radio News.
How does balance of nature help your body? Well, let's look at the science. Your body is made up of billions of cells. Each one of these cells has a specific job to do inside of your body, from carrying oxygen from your lungs to your brain, to fending off diseases and other foreign invaders. So how do you keep these all-important cells healthy? You have to feed them fruits and vegetables. Eating a diet rich in a wide variety of fruits and vegetables will give you all of the necessary nutrients your cells need to carry out their jobs. Balance of Nature provides your body with this wide range of nutrients in the easiest way possible. You don't have to worry about buying, storing, or preparing produce every day. All the nutrition fits easily into your hand. Trust the science and start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
The Major League Baseball season may not be starting on time, but players are looking to help the stadium workers. And with that story, here's USA's Tim Berg.
Major League Baseball players are launching a fund for workers affected by the lockout that has now led to canceled regular season games. The fund is being administered by the MLB Players Association and distributed to stadium workers who face financial hardship due to the lockout. The Players Association saying it will determine the hardest hit communities and send resources to those who are the most in need.
Detroit's big three automakers now have said they will allow auto workers to stop wearing masks at workplaces where the CDC officials have said it's safe to do so. General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler parent Stellantis NV said in a joint statement they will adopt the new guidance allowing workers at U.S. facilities not to wear those masks regardless of COVID-19 vaccination status. Remember, you can stay updated anytime 24/7 at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
With Americans continuing to get pounded at the gas pump, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki asked in her daily news conference what the president is going to do about it.
The president is quite focused on making sure that we are taking steps to reduce the impact, to ensure there's supply necessary out there. Obviously, tapping the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is part of that. Engaging with global partners around the world who may be big global suppliers about putting more oil in the system.
And if you're heading out on your Saturday, the national average gas price, according to AAA, is now at $3.92, up 9 cents from yesterday and up over $1.10 from a year ago. Melinda French Gates criticized her ex-husband Bill Gates for having met multiple times with Jeffrey Epstein, the financier accused of child sex crimes who may have committed suicide in jail while awaiting trial. In her first televised interview since the couple announced their divorce in May, French Gates also announced that she once met Epstein, saying afterwards she had nightmares. Speaking to CBS News, she said, "I wanted to see who this man was, and I regretted it from the moment I stepped in the door." She described the Epstein meeting as abhorrent and evil personified, but declined to say if she requested her husband to stop meeting with him. When asked by the CBS journalist if her husband's relationship with Epstein played a role in their divorce, the philanthropist, reportedly worth over $6 billion, said it was one of the many things that contributed. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.